We should know in the next few months whether low-wage workers in Seattle will get a raise. The mayor is hoping to unveil a proposal by late spring that would raise the minimum wage in the city, possibly to $15 an hour. But the people who led the charge for the minimum wage hike are already preparing for a fight. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports they get the feeling that their $15 an hour goal might be slipping away.
The leaders of the $15 an hour minimum wage movement are recruiting their foot soldiers. On a recent weekend, the group called 15 Now brought in hundreds of people for a day of organizing at a downtown Seattle union hall. In addition to speeches, there were workshops on how to organize your neighborhood, how to picket fast food restaurants, and how to gather signatures on the bus. Tom Barnard is a Greenwood resident. He says he'll be campaigning in his neighborhood.
To live in this city, you know, average rent, Capitol Hill, one bedroom, $1,300 a month. You know, you can't make $9 an hour, are you kidding?
And even though many in the city's political establishment are supporting a $15 an hour wage, the people in this room say what they want is different from what's being discussed at City Hall. Mayor Ed Murray has convened an advisory committee to come up with recommendations. Murray supports a $15 an hour minimum wage, but he says he wants to make sure it doesn't hurt small businesses.
I can't tell you what will come out of the process because people are still negotiating, but I suspect, particularly as it affects our very small businesses, that we need to look at how we do impact them. The last thing I think the city is interested in doing is driving its neighborhood businesses out of business.
Murray says he would probably like to raise the minimum wage over time. His advisory committee is also discussing giving exemptions to small businesses and nonprofits and giving credits for other forms of compensation, like health insurance or tips. But those three conditions are not sitting well with the leaders of 15 Now.
We are not interested in a measure that is 15 in name only and has more holes than Swiss cheese.
That's Shama Sawant, the socialist city council member who made the $15 an hour wage the signature issue in her campaign. She says she wants the wage hike now with no exceptions, conditions, or delays.
Let us not have any illusions. This is class struggle. Business will fight back. They have tens of millions of dollars that they can pour into a counterattack overnight, and they can kill this entire thing if we let them.
And that's why the 15 Now people are organizing. They say they want to put pressure on City Hall to come up with the most aggressive wage hike possible. And if they don't get what they want, they are preparing to put an initiative on the fall ballot that would immediately raise the minimum wage, much like the initiative that recently passed in the city of SeaTac. Many in this crowd of activists think that's almost inevitable. Here's Tom Barnard.
That's what this is about, making sure that by the time that moment arrives, and it will arrive, that we have, you know, a grassroots structure in place functioning, because we're going to need to gather a large amount of signatures in a short amount of time.
If folks want to take a flat $15 to the ballot, so be it. I think that's a failure of trying to show how progressives can actually get things done.
Mayor Murray says he's confident the city can come up with a plan that will be embraced by the majority of people, but he says it's not likely to satisfy everyone. He says there are probably people who will want to take a measure to the ballot no matter what. And some argue that would be a risky move.
I think that it would be a mistake for any one constituency to think they can win all by themselves in a contested, well-funded ballot initiative environment.
David Rolfe has a lot of experience with initiatives. He's president of the Service Employees International Union Local 775, which was one of the chief backers of the successful initiative in SeaTac. He is also co-chair of the Mayor's Advisory Committee. Rolfe says the union went to the ballot in SeaTac because there was no political will for raising the minimum wage there. He says that's very different from what's going on now in Seattle. Many in the city's political establishment have thrown their support behind a wage hike, so he thinks going to the ballot would be a mistake.
In all likelihood, if one group moves to put something on the ballot, another group will too. And so you could end up with a battle of the $15 ballot initiatives. Which is why I think it's so important that people stay at the table, bargain in good faith.
In fact, there is already one minimum wage initiative out there, but its organizers have yet to raise any money. How this plays out could become clear towards the end of April. That's when the mayor's advisory committee will present its recommendations, and that's when the 15 Now people will be gathering to decide what to do next. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.